45% of Hawaii's eligible voters cast ballots in the 2012 general election. Republican Party of Hawaii Chairman David Chang views low voter turnout as a challenge and an opportunity to build his party.
If you're running for governor, you only needed 218,580 votes to win. That's only 16% of the entire population of the state of Hawaii. So essentially what you can do is just grab 100 people in the room, tell 84 people, get out, and you 16, you guys will dictate everything that the citizens of Hawaii will do.
Chang says if the GOP can convince more voters to cast ballots for Republican candidates, they will be able to close the gap in a state where more than 90% of elected officials are Democrats. Retired Republican Representative Barbara Marumoto served 17 terms in the House from 1978 to 2012. Marumoto says her 34-year career is proof that Hawaii voters choose the person over the party, and hard work is the one sure way to get elected.
Shoe leather is the most important thing. Knocking on doors, meeting people, talking to them. They've got to know that you care about Hawaii, our society, about our schools, about our traffic. That's the most important thing.
Marumoto says starting early and getting your name out in the community will prove advantageous. But the GOP leadership also recognizes the party must present a unified front to win elections. Tito Montes is president of the Hawaii Republican Assembly, the conservative arm of the party. Montes says the assembly is actively recruiting and focusing on being the party of the middle class.
The party of the working people is the party who's going to grow business, because the only way we're going to get ourselves out of this mess is by championing the businessmen and women of Hawaii, because that's where you grow jobs, that's where you grow wealth. You don't grow it from the government.
Representative Beth Fukumoto, who is married to the GOP party chair, also says Republicans are appealing more to the working class and families. Fukumoto unseated the incumbent in Mililani in 2012.
If you look at some of the districts with young families like mine, some of the young families are starting to realize that and will vote Republican because they recognize that that reflects their values. But we'll see.
Other than Republican incumbents like Fukumoto, there are no announced GOP candidates who have committed to run in 2014. Emil Svercina says he escaped communist Czechoslovakia 25 years ago, and he has and will run against any unchallenged incumbent in Waipio Gentry and Waikele.
Freedom is not free, and you know, we take so many things for granted, and there's so much complacency and apathy among the population that as a Republican especially, we have to step up and we have to show people there is a much better choice for them, not the Democratic machine.
Party Chairman Chang, meanwhile, says the National Committee will be setting up state-level field operations to enable candidates to run year-round. Chang says the state party will target key races and is committed to the long haul, five generations away.
And it's something that can't happen overnight. And if it does happen overnight and we don't build a base, it could go back just immediately. So I want to make sure that we grow and it becomes very difficult for it to switch around immediately.
There are 982,000 eligible voters in Hawaii, and less than 12% voted Republican in the last election. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.